You know, it doesn't... It still charges, but... It's so unwieldy, you know, it's like trying to get it to... You know, I'm torquing parts of this cable in really fucked up ways that, like, this cable will eventually rip, but... But that's probably fine. I mean, it's still, you know, this blue and white stripey flat cable thing, so, you know, it looks kind of cool. But... It just doesn't do what a cool cable should do. But yeah, like, a lot of the housing on the lightning cable end that goes into the iPad is, like, kind of getting loose and coming off a little bit, twisting in a weird way. Like, I feel like eventually the thing's just gonna... The cable's gonna twist out of the connector... And then the whole cable will be gone. That'll be sad, but we'll press on and do what we must. Unfortunately, the Best Buy where I procured that cable is now gone. I mean, there are other Best Buys, but. But that one is history. That Best Buy has done what most Best Buys will probably do. Vanish. Disappear. I have a standard issue lightning cable here as well, but that's replaced the old iPod style cable that was plugged directly into the car for music playing purposes, so that I can plug in my phone in the car and charge it, which makes playing music off of it a little more appealing. Like, the battery is not great when. If you spend an hour in the morning playing music or streaming music over your, you know, your cellular, your data, streaming data, then by the end of the day, depending on what kind of day you have, if it's full of meetings where you're staring at your phone instead of paying attention in the meeting, then you might have some battery problems. Been through a lot. That cable. Have 100 miles of range left in my gas tank. That is enough for today. We will not go to the gas station today. But let me talk to you about a little thing called tomorrow. This time tomorrow, when there will be very little gas in this car. I just saw the little new email banner pop down and say something about some kind of game or product or something called Final Strike Alpha, which might be the new most generic title for a thing ever. Oh, maybe it's just called Final Strike, and it's an alpha for that. Maybe that would be. Maybe that would be less. I don't know. Final Strike Alpha Announcement. I don't know. At this point, I get so many emails. Games are getting out of control. It used to be that you could have a familiarity with just about everything that's coming out. You know? Like, ah, well, I know what fucking 15 games are coming to the PlayStation this month, or, you know, whatever. It's... And now that between phones and, you know, what Steam has become and Kickstarter and all that sort of stuff, like, it feels like I get 15 emails a day of, like, just names of video games that are, like, going to be crowdfunded soon or something. They're like, oh, we're launching our Kickstarter. You should really write about our Kickstarter, because it's starting, and boy, we're going to need to raise some money. You should really point people at it. This just made it harder to keep up with the status of something, you know? It's usually like, okay, a game got announced, it is in development, it is going to come out. Sometimes they get canceled, but usually by the time they get announced, they're, you know, it's likely that they're going to see the finish line someday. Some details get announced along the way. But hey, guess what? This week, yes, we're talking about the multiplayer. You know, that sort of shit. Then they come out, and they're done. Period. That's it. Game's finished. Come back next time. We'll make a sequel or something. Yeah, then, you know, DLC kind of extended that out a little bit. Like, hey, all right, we've got more of it coming your way. If you want some more, we're making some more. But yeah, now, I don't know, now all the announcements, or a lot of the announcements have changed from, hey, we're making this game, to, hey, with your help, we could make this game. And whatever, you know, things should change, alright? I mean... Why not? There's no reason to keep it the same, just to keep it the same. That's a bad reason. But it's just, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's hard to keep track of the status of anything. Or at some point, like, it's not worth it to keep track of the status of everything. You know? And, like, I feel pretty comfortable ignoring most Kickstarter-related news, because there's so much shit coming out all the time that, like, even thinking about a game 6 months prior to release, like, why bother? Like, I can think about that game then. Like, right now, there's all this other stuff, you know, that needs to be kind of sifted through and processed and thought about and, you know. Burned the inside of my mouth a little bit on some oatmeal this morning. So, there's that. And here's this.
Exactly right.
Right.
Yeah, my family agreed.
Yeah, your family agreed, right?
Absolutely.
Jang, you're hip-hop.
I am. I'd like to be.
Yeah, okay. Well, you grew up in a lot of our consciousness, in a mm-hmm. sense, because when I was a kid, I was a big fan of Sinbad.
Oh, my gosh.
And I watched The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad.
Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger. That's the one you were in.
Patrick.
Because you remember a prefect.
Damn, they all look like Tyson. Yes, I'm legit, so they gotta let me go. This bucket ain't rolling in snow. It's my own team.
Shoot. Woo.
When I'm gone. You know, when I look back on this, I won't remember performing and competing. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I'm gonna remember you weirdos.
Woo! The Bellas are back!
On May 15th.
Ali's specially dedicated to Kevin, because he can't be a guy with a glass half full when this is going on. You know, Ted 2 is going to be out next month,
mm-hmm.
which is very exciting.
What is?
Ted 2.
Oh, the Teddy.
Because we do the breaking.
The Bruce Jenner crash.
He could be charged with vehicular manslaughter.
Bringing what the world wants to talk about first.
TMZ Live, today at 4 on Fox 10.
This hour of music is brought to you by Hilton.
Well, there's still traffic.
Let it go when it came back. That's how strong it was. But she belonged to cuss. Couldn't belong to me.
Throwback era, all day, every day. I'm Big Daddy Kane, this is Backspin on Sirius XM.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. This song is 20 years old. I would call it. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leo. She don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time. And before I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball. So how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be kicked. And some pieces never put it off. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Black brother got you. Bob, got hit with a body, in the hospital for dark in that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. I'm glad I came to my senses, like quick, got six things in my stomach, overcoming my thoughts of me and us together, right? So when I asked it, I said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a beard, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 father. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a beard, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 father. I wish I had a brand new car. So far, I got this hatchback. And everywhere I go, your wife gets laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an A-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And you wanna know what's really whack? What is really whack, Skilo? Wow, that is whack. I'm not in the wrong night with a hood ratchet and a tie for Rico. When in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Prince Young Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and jump. You know, I take the 110 until the 105. Get off of the jar, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in a concrete jungle. And your girl, she passing me by. She looks fine. She looks fine. Women say, my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a beard, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat for a ball. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a beard, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat for a ball. I wish I was a little bit taller. I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Wish I was a little bit taller, y'all. Wish I was a baller. Wish I was a little bit taller. Wish I was a baller. Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday. You could even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little movie, the Al, the Rain. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you're down on your luck, you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see, I go simple like a Chicago Greyhound. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a beard, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a beard, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller.
Jane Seymour is here.
Wow.
We have. Big shit, ballin', house on the hill. I bring my real nigga back. I bring the real nigga back. What you tell him? Reef, we got one. Real nigga. Money for ice. Real shit. Jack boy from the people.
traffic, traffic, and more traffic. Man. Why is the music not playing? Why is the music...
Bitch, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S, nigga. Your plane's missing a chef. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast Guard, come a honey, going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican. Don't let your side bitches settle in. Might have to head, but you ever land. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Hard to get a handle on this double-edged sword. Whether rapping or I'm rapping to a whore, might reach back and relapse to wrapping up his raw. Givenchy fitting like his gym clothes. We really gym stars. I'm like D-Rose, no D-League. I'm like these clothes. 88 Jordan leaping from the free throw. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Motherfuckers can't rhyme no more, about crime no more.
Mixed drug and show money, Biggs Burke on tour. 25 bricks, move work like Shaw. Hit Delaware twice, needed 25 more. I see flaw, cracks in your diamond. CB4, when you rhyme, Simple Simon. Come and meet the pieman, a must that I flaunt it. The legend grows legs when it comes back to haunt us. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Can't a bitch living say I bought a Michael Kors. Every car driven was decided by the horse. Keep the sticker in the window case you wonder what it costs. How could you relate when you ain't never been great? And rely on rap money to keep food upon your plates, nigga. I might sell a brick on my birthday. 36 years of doing dirt like it's Earth Day. God. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
was just thinking about this song.
Treble 20, huge number, capable advance, may just be vigilant. I excel in both content and deliverance. So let's put on our classics and we'll have a little dance, shall we? No sales pitch, no media hype, no hydro, it's nice and right. I speak in communications in bold type. This ain't your archetypal street sound. Scan for ultrasounds, north, south, east, west, and all round. And then to the underground.
You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push this forward. You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward.
As we progress to the checkpoint, I wholeheartedly agree with your viewpoint, but this ain't your typical garage joint. I make points with sold significance. That ain't a bag, it's a shipment. This ain't a track, it's a movement. I got the settlement. My frequencies are transient and resonate your eardrums. I make bangers, not anthems. Leave that to the Artful Dodger. The broad-shouldered 51% shareholder. You won't find us on Alta Vista. Cult classic, not bestseller. You're gonna need more power. Plug in the three phase and the generator. Crank it up to the gigawatts. Critics ready with your pot shots. The plot thickens. Put on your mittens for these sub-zero conditions. But remember I'm just spitting. Remember I'm just spitting. Once bitten, forever smitten.
You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward. You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward.
Spit jewels like Eastern riches, junkie fixes. Around here we say birds, not bitches. As London Bridge burns down, Brixton's burning up. Turns out you're in luck, so I know this dodgy fucking the duck. So it's just another show flick from your local city poet. In case you geezers don't know it, let's push things forward. It's a tall order, but we're taller. Calling all maulers, backstreet brawlers, corner shop crawlers. Victory's flawless. Love us or hate us, but don't slate us. Don't conform to formulas. Pop genres are shut. Sharp darts, double dutch. Park cars, troubles are much with more bud. Let's push things forward.
You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward. You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward.
Tell me when to go. So shake them. I ain't got none, but I'm planning on growing some. Imagine all the Hebrews going dumb, dancing on top of chariots and turning tight ones. Ooh, tell me when to go. Talking on my country on my way to the south. My second or third trip. Some Henny, some Swishers, and some Listerine strips. Dr. Green Thumb lips just to ease my thoughts. Not just the cops, but the homies you gotta watch. The moon is full, look at the dark cloud. Sitting in my scraper watching Oakland going wild, ta-da. I don't bump mainstream, I knock underground. All that other shit, sugar-coated and watered down. I'm from the Bay where we happy and go dumb. From the soil where them rappers be getting they lingo from.
Tell me when to go, tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go,
tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go.
Thoughts carry you. Thank you.
signs that they're testing over here just says, "Good job, Sam," on it. There's electronic signs around this construction site. Johnny got a Game Informer cover, huh? Eh, good on him. I'm sure he's fucking pretty happy about that. This old school dude. Game Informer cover maybe matters as much as it used to. Used to be a big deal. And still, well, whatever. So, I mean, still in GameStops and all that other stuff, right? So. Games get announced so differently now. Like, now it feels like there's, like, a balance of power thing where, like, you know, it's probably a bigger deal for Game Informer to get something as big as, you know, like a Star Wars Disney thing on the cover than it is for a game developer to get on the cover. But whatever, Johnny's been doing this a long time, so I'm sure he still has some reverence for that part of the process. It's probably pretty stoked that a game he's working on got there. Lego Toys to Life, I mean, yeah, the Lego Dimensions stuff, like, they're not doing the thing that, I don't know, like, Lego's about building shit, and you can't just build stuff and put it on a portal and then have it in the game. It's not nuts and bolts, but real life, you know? Like, that's the Lego Toys to Life thing, right? That should be what it is. Instead of, like, all these kind of preset figures and preset ideas, just like every other Toys to Life game, crammed into, like, a big cross, like, cross-property Lego game, you know? Like, that seems super fucking underwhelming. And then we'll see what Skylanders is doing. Whatever, I mean, you know, at some point you have to make the assumption that the Lego game won't have Lego Star Wars in it anymore, because why would Disney fucking do that when they're putting out a competing Star Wars product? And Skylanders is cool and all, but it's not Star Wars, so. Yeah. No, wait, I don't want to get in that lane. I almost changed lanes for no good reason. Yo, here in the middle of this intersection, these cars need to move. Okay, we're good.
If I had my time again, I would do it all the same. And I'd change a single thing, even when I was to blame for the heartache and the pain.
Fucking Eagle Double G.
Did the Tony Hawk game get announced? I kind of heard some people throwing. Tony Hawk's like throwing Robomoto stuff around. There are definitely people at Robomoto that have made fucking good games. But yeah, like their work on the Tony Hawk franchise has not exactly been stellar so far.
Something to poke on, locust on.
watch the next episode. Episode.
Hold up. Hey. All my niggas will be thinking we saw. We don't.
For a while, I was trying to get that, what was it, like, I think it's like a Thug 2 mod for the PC version that adds a ton of levels from other games and all sorts of weird shit. I was going to try to make that work, but I could never get it together.
Smoke weed every day.
Seeing you guys like tossing details out there that sound like they're for Tony Hawk. Shoot projectiles. That mean it has that multiplayer mode from the other ones, where you shoot fireballs out of the front and back of your board. Thing about making a game and calling it like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5 is that the expectations become totally fucking unmanageable. When you evoke like those games and that feel and that concept, you're evoking something that like doesn't exist anymore and like maybe shouldn't in modern games. Like that game is smallish by today's standards. The level sizes of those games, well, 4 is a little different, but like the run timer, like things that like aren't necessarily in vogue anymore. Unless you were making a downloadable game. Which I hope that the next thing you type is not going to be they're making it a downloadable game. Like, to come out and, like, you know, it's that symbolic thing of, like, fucking putting it down and saying, hey, guys, we're making a game like these fucking games that were awesome before they got a little fucked up and a little off course, you know? We're making Tony Hawk 5. We're making the sequel to Tony Hawk 4. Which I'd rather they make a sequel to Tony Hawk 3, but that's even messier in a weird way, naming-wise. But to say, oh yeah, man, fucking Thug, Thug 2, Project 8, American Wasteland, fuck those games. Like, that's a... It's like a bold thing to do in a way. I mean, or also, like, or it's a very careless thing to do. Like, you either know what the fuck you're getting into when you say that shit, and you're ready for it, or you're just like, whatever, man, we're taking it back to the old school, dog, and then fucking it up and really, truly burying the franchise, salting the fucking earth. Maybe Jack Sparrow, maybe Peter Pan's nemesis. My power limitless, like Bronco on Sega Genesis. Superhero, mad that Marvel overlooked me, cause Spider-Man and Hulk. Bitch, I'm a motherfucking mind. Goddamn God. Yeah. Bitch, I'm a motherfucking mind. Mr. Goddamn God. Yeah. Bitch, I'm a motherfucking mind. I'm a goddamn God. Yeah, no. Motherfucking mind. We are not the same, I am a mark. A year ago, I was poor somewhat. Now my future's brighter than Christopher's new haircut. Bruno Mars is still sucking dick and fucking male butts in the same closet that Tyler Perry gets clothes from. I suck, where the fucking ring pops? You got a better chance of getting a copy of Detox. Wolfgang, we rock, crack, rock. And that shit was expected like Jason whenever he named drops. Fuck you, Tyler. Jesus, motherfucking Teresa. This nigga gang got Wolf Haley for this feature. My team is running shit like we have full cleated beat. Is getting chased by the police on a full bred cheetah. Bishop Eddie caught me trying to escape. Bag full of dragon and Nicki Minaj mixtape. Dragging all you fags to the back of the log cabin. Fall back like LeBron's hairline. It's the Mavericks. Lost. Goddamn God. Yeah. Bitch, I'm a motherfucking lost. Mr. Goddamn God. Yeah. Bitch, I'm a motherfucking lost. I'm a goddamn God. Yeah, no. We are not the same, I am a mark. I do, cause Lil Toon, she always bless me. He killed me on my own track, so what? Not you, fuck you. I spit like I had kids with Erykah Badu. I fucked her on the day of that naked video shoot. I was sucking that pussy like it was wonton soup. Then I hit LeBron mom and Bron Bron's coupe. With Delonte West tape and we had bonbons too. And Cleveland cheerleaders, they had pom-poms too. So I smacked them bitches wearing Bishop Don Juan suit. Where was Snoop? I don't know, body doing what the Crips do. But when I'm with my uncle, fuck it, then I'm a Crip too. And I will Crip Weezy, Crip Jones, and Crip you. Now I'm the dog father walking with a shih tzu. Mad that DC Comics overlook me, cause Captain America's Crip. Bitch, I'm a motherfucking mouse. Goddamn God. Yeah. Bitch, I'm a motherfucking mouse. Mr. Goddamn God. Yeah. Yeah. Bitch, I'm a motherfucking mouse. I'm a goddamn God. Yeah, no.
Yo, this is Chris Rock. You heard my man. He ain't on no commercial shit. It's the old DB. It ain't the young DB. It's the old DB. Look at that old shit. This ain't the embryo DB. Fucking
fuck up.
You need to recognize. You need to
recognize.
Who get drunk at night till the early morn? Tap dances at the party like it's going on. Bitches and niggas laying around, scoping each other down. That's all at the fucking land.
Yeah, I would have been more excited about that Portal pinball thing if Zen was capable of making exciting pinball tables. All right. I gotta go. You guys have a good Tuesday. Yes. Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. Right. Okay. See you guys later.